defense ministers met at the U.S. Air Force base in Ramstein, Germany, but failed to agree on providing tanks to Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's invasion. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sane reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said there is a critical window of opportunity as Ukraine prepares for a spring counteroffensive against invading Russian forces.
This is not a moment to slow down. It's a time to dig deeper.
Earlier this week, the United Kingdom announced it was sending its Challenger tanks to Ukraine, increasing the pressure on Germany to send its Leopard 2 tanks and permit other countries that have German-made tanks to provide them to Ukraine too. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has held an emotional meeting with the families of people who died in a helicopter crash earlier this week. Zelensky spoke with family members of seven of those killed in the crash on Wednesday in the Brovary area of Kyiv, the capital city. A helicopter carrying Ukraine's interior minister crashed into a kindergarten in a foggy residential suburb of Kyiv, killing him and about a dozen other people, including a child on the ground. Chris Hipkins, who led New Zealand's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as the country's next prime minister, he said on Saturday.
Look, it's a big day for a boy from the hut. And look, I'm really honoured and humbled by the support that my colleagues have shown towards me.
Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday after emerging as the only candidate nominated to lead the party. This is VOA News. Since Croatia became the 20th country to adopt the euro on January 1st, retailers have been accused of using the situation to increase their profits.
Milk, eggs, I guess all of the prices went up really high.
Some experts say shops are rounding up euro-denominated prices or suddenly hiking prices up by 50%. Rather than merely converting their prices using the designated conversion rate. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will be speaking with Republican House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy about the debt ceiling. However, the White House says raising it is not a negotiation, but an obligation. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
During a Friday meeting with the nation's mayors, President Biden discussed the seriousness of lifting the debt limit.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
House Speaker McCarthy tweeted, "I accept your invitation to sit down and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending." Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen tells the AP the debt ceiling must be raised. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Saturday the histories of the United States and Africa were, quote, intimately connected by the tragedy of slavery as Washington seeks to strengthen relations with the continent.
I feel an overwhelming sense of sadness and pain thinking about those stolen from their families.
Yellen spoke off on Gori Island off the coast of the Senegalese capital, the largest slave trading center on the African coast. Iran's troubled currency fell to a record low against the U.S. dollar on Saturday amid the country's increasing isolation and possible European Union sanctions against Tehran's Revolutionary Guards or some of its members. Ties between the EU and Tehran have deteriorated in recent months as efforts to revive nuclear talks have stalled. Iran has detained several European nationalists and the bloc and become increasingly critical of the violent treatment of protesters and the use of executions. Canada's foreign ministry says the government of Cameroon and some separatist factions in the English-speaking regions of the country have agreed to enter into a process aimed at resolving a conflict that's killed over 6,000 people. The statement on Friday said Canada had accepted a mandate to facilitate the process and the parties have agreed to form technical committees to begin working on confidence-building measures. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.